It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Then whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. So glad to be with you today here at Bible Home Church. We'd love to hear from you. We want to know of your prayer needs. And we would just like to hear your comments about our program. And those of you who feel led to give us words of wisdom and comments, we'd be thrilled to take those in. And especially those of you who would like to wish us well and let us know that you're praying for us. Because we need all the prayer we can get. And it's only through prayer that we've been able to continue this program against great adversity over the years here at Bible Home Church. And of course, if you're able and you're led by the Holy Spirit to give to this ministry, we would appreciate that as well. Well, today I would like to talk to you just a little bit from my heart. Really, I don't have a prepared sermon, so we're just going to talk as the Holy Ghost leads us about a topic that, frankly, is something that I'm very sickened about. In fact, it's one of the most horrific subjects that we could ever cover. I'll tell you, you know, in my ministry, I have studied so much sin and degradation, even leading into the occult world and the ancient mystery religions that people are practicing even today. And I've reviewed and examined the immorality and horrible perversions around us so much that sometimes I literally have to take a vacation of the whole thing. This is certainly true in terms of occultism and Satanism, and particularly what it's doing to our children. And for several years now, I have not written a new book, and one of the reasons why is because I just felt in my heart I needed a vacation. Now, of course, I continue to work 12 hours a day, but on this particular matter, I just felt like I could not get into this deeply as I should, because you see, I don't want to clothe myself with the horrors of the occult world without stopping for a while. And I do this only to expose them, believe me. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:11, we're to have no part with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather we are to reprove them. These shameful things, we are to expose them and hold them up to the truth of God. But even when you do that, there is a great consequence and a great price, because it so breaks your heart that you can only stand so much heartbreak, my friend. And that's what happened to me. And so I have to stop for a while and try to think of the good things and the pure things that Paul tells us to put our minds at. But even the Apostle Paul knows that you also have to have a balance in the sense that you almost, you, as well as looking at the pure things, the good things, the wholesome things, there is evil in this world. And Paul said, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Some people want to be ignorant willingly, but we cannot be. And so every once in a while, I begin to look at this area again with the goal of exposing it and letting you know about it. Now, what are you to do about it? Because if I tell you about some of these things that we have the information on, we're almost a clearinghouse of information here in this ministry and at Bible Home Church. If I tell you these things, what are you supposed to do about them? Well, I beg you, my friends, to pray about them. Pray about them. The second thing you can do is fight them with all of your heart, wherever you see these things. Now, if it means write letters to senators and congressmen and to TV executives and talk with neighbors and talk with neighborhood groups and educate yourself and others, then do that. And, you know, I don't have all the answers, but I do know that God has all the answers, and go to him and say, Lord, what am I to do about this information, this knowledge? And we're going to get into this in just a moment. But first, as always, we have some beautiful music for you today. I Hold His Hand. This is from the Gaithers' great Mountain Homecoming CD or tape. And I think you're going to enjoy this, I Hold His Hand. And then we'll be right back, and we're going to be exposing the occult world today, and especially what it's doing to some of our kids. So stay with us. I'm Tex Mars at Bible Home Church. Now this beautiful song.
I hold to the hand of my Savior and friend. He shields me from evil till danger's all end. He'll take me to heaven where voices all blend. I hold to the hand of my Lord.
Daily I hold to the hand,
to the scarred hand
of my Savior,
of my dear Lord,
your and
Savior and King.
Till
I am safe
in that soul,
in that glad home,
where
angels of God
now
praises now sing.
Ever
he leads me so gently alone.
Where
sparkling cool
waters flow,
still waters flow,
and
tells me of
heaven
above, where I long to,
yes, I long to go.
Home to the hand that is steadfast and sure, no other foundation is ever secure. I look for the home that will ever endure. I hold to the hand of my Lord. Daily I hold
to the
scarred hand
of
my dear Lord,
your and
Savior and King.
Till
still I am safe
in that,
glad home,
where
angels of God
now
praises now sing.
Ever
he leads me so
gently
along,
where
sparkling
clear waters,
still waters flow,
and
tells me of
heaven
above, where I
long
to, yes, I long to go.
My friends, we need to expose what the occult world is doing to our children. The occult world is a term, of course, that is quite large. And we're going to see that it includes the Catholic Church in its priesthood, in its nuns, the Masons in their Masonic lodges, and of course there are a number of different satanic sects and secret societies. And all of these, including, of course, the moguls of Hollywood, are terribly destroying our children. I want to warn these people. I want to warn them of the grave consequences of their unseemly conduct. Because Jesus said it would be better for a millstone to be tied around a man's neck and he be thrown in the depths of the sea, rather than to hurt one of these little ones. Jesus said that we're not to prevent these little ones from coming to him. For such, he said, are the kingdom of heaven. Now, friends, listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. Anyone that would hurt a child, I have no respect for. Some people say, but there's good in every man. But, friends, sometimes the weight of evil is so grievous that a man is fit only for hell. You say, well, Tex, you're such a terrible person to say such a thing, but this is true. I don't want to say that society needs to be protected. I say these children should be protected. And if Jesus, my Lord, said it would be better that a rock, a stone be tied around their neck and they be thrown into the ocean, I am not going to counter what my Lord said and try to find good in such people. I say, too, these men should suffer the most painful, hideous type of death and punishment. And then they should be thrown, and they will be thrown, into the pit of hell. Now, of course, we would wish that such men and women would repent of their great dastardly deeds beforehand. In which case, no matter how horrible it is, they would have to, of course, pay the consequences here on earth, whatever their prison sentences, even if it lead up to the death sentence, whatever those are. But at least their soul would be kept for eternity in heaven, for Jesus Christ will wash them whiter than snow, no matter if their sins be, you know, as crimson as scarlet. He can do that. That's his prerogative. And of course, that is what we need to pray for, that a number of these men, although we know these are the last days, and not many will turn around, for the Bible says in the book of Revelation that in the end time, that people refuse to repent of their great sins and their sorceries and their murders and their adulteries and their fornication. Now, recently, I received an issue, and I tell you, I was taken aback. Every few months I receive a publication called SMART, S-M-A-R-T. It's from an organization called Stop Mind Control and Ritual Abuse Today. You might want to get a copy of this publication. Let me give you the address. You can write to these fine people. They're at P.O. Box 1295. That's P.O. Box 1295. East Hampton, Massachusetts. That's all one word now, East Hampton. That's East, E-A-S-T, Hampton, H-A-M-P-T-O-N, all one word, East Hampton, Massachusetts, or M-A. And the zip code is 01027. By the way, they have web page, too. You might want to go look for Stop Mind Control and Ritual Abuse Today on one of the search engines. Now, this is issue 47 of their publication, and they expose ritual abuse, satanic ritual abuse, mind control by the government, and many times they highlight the horrible consequences for our children. And I was reading this issue, and it just seems that it just bore so heavily on my heart. For example, it talked about on page 2 of their publication. These are all news releases, and they take these from everything from the Washington Post to the Associated Press and so forth, newspapers. Here's a news item for you. Masonic School's Future in Doubt. It says that the Masonic Lodge of the state of Texas, the Masonic Grand Lodge, may be forced to close its Masonic home and school for kids because they've lost a $6.9 million lawsuit, or a series of lawsuits, actually, about these were lawsuits that they lost involving child sex abuse at this Masonic school and home. The lawsuits alleged that school and Masonic leaders had a significant history of documented child abuse at their facility dating as far back as the 1970s. And the leaders refused to seek criminal charges in every confirmed instances of sexual assault of children residing at the Masonic home. It noted in these lawsuits that during the 80s and 90s, two different sexual predators and numerous other child abusers were hired by the Masonic home, despite documented histories of child sexual abuse or other behavior. And these horrible employees were retained by the Masons even after the school's officials learned that they were continuing to victimize children. Many children, in addition to being sexually abused, were victimized in other ways. They were beaten, denied proper health care, tormented, frightened. And then a later article goes on to say that Masons in the state of Texas voted that the school should stay open, and they're going to put up $10.6 million from their very rich endowment so the school can continue its filthy operations, I suppose. Masons have plenty of money. I know of many very wealthy Masons who have died and left all of their multi-million dollar fortunes to their lodge, and now they're using it to pay these lawsuits. Meanwhile, we had a situation. In fact, this was on America's Most Wanted, the TV show. A child rapist and self-proclaimed Satanist, a man named Russell Smith, was captured in Oregon. He had been profiled on the Fox television show America's Most Wanted. And his arrest was a direct result of the broadcast. Now, he was wanted in Virginia for rape and sodomy of a child. It seems that Smith convinced a young girl to become involved in satanic rituals, and part of those rituals involved having sex with him. The article here goes on to say that in his off hours among members of a nationwide occult group that he founded on the internet, this man was known as Reverend Sorath. Gave himself a satanic name, called himself a reverend. And now it's turned out in other news items that have come out that he molested two other girls. And the police stated that one of the girls that was molested was his own daughter, 12 years of age. And in this home, they found artifacts used in occult rituals, including a satanic altar, a goat's head, dark robes, and a pentagram. Can you imagine the abuse and horror of his 12-year-old girl that she suffered, and these other young girls? Can you imagine? Then we have this coming out of the New York Times, an article talking about a high-level Catholic official, Monsignor William Varvaro, is now giving seminars advising Catholic priests what to do to avoid punishment for their pedophile rapes and crimes. A Monsignor Varvaro, advises the criminal men not to admit any sexual abuses to their bishops, the Catholic bishops. He says under the new policy, they may be forced to report the violation to the authorities. So a priest should say nothing. Isn't that wonderful that the Catholic hierarchy now is having seminars to teach men, horrible criminal men, how to escape punishment? But that's not all. The Catholic Church in America, the Catholic bishops, have founded a lay council. And they say that this lay council will advise the Catholic Church on what to do about the growing problem of pedophile rapists and molesters in the Catholic Church among priests. Now, amazingly, one of the men that has been appointed to this council is a man named Dr. McHugh. Dr. McHugh, McHugh. He is a psychiatrist, but according to reports, he has also done everything he could to help people to escape their criminal acts of child molestation in the past. He's often a witness for the defense in court cases. For example, in one case, he got on the stand and stated that a defendant's harassing phone calls to little girls were not obscene at all. An adult can call up little girls and sexually harass them. But that's not abuse at all, said this man. There was also the case of children in Maryland being sexually abused by patients of the sexual disorders clinic that Dr. McHugh runs at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. This was abuse that the doctors that worked for Dr. McHugh did not report. citing client confidentiality. Now, when Maryland law was changed to require that medical doctors would have to report child molestation, Dr. McHugh and his clinic fought it tooth and nail. And then they advised patients on how to get around the law. Here's what they told the pedophile criminals. They said, just report your pedophile activities to your lawyers. And then the lawyers can tell our staff at the medical school. And since there are attorney-client privileges between us and the lawyers, this will protect molesters from being reported. Dr. McHugh is now advising the Catholic Church on what they need to do, supposedly to heal the pedophile crisis, but actually it appears they need him on there to tell them how to avoid detection. That's not all, of course. Here's a case from the New York Times also, from Queens, New York. A Roman Catholic priest accused of serious misdeeds has pled guilty in court to stealing $100,000 from his Catholic church parish to pay for a timeshare in Mexico, a luxury car, and trips to a gay resort in Florida. This priest, Father Thompson, although the Bible says call no man father except your father in heaven, but we'll just call him Father, and I say that in a very scathing way because he's no father at all. He's a monster. Maybe we should call these people monsters. Monster Thompson was also forced to pay extortion to a gay lover who evidently had threatened to blackmail him about an affair. This gay lover was not only paid money from the church to keep quiet, but he was allowed to live in the church's rectory. Up to $300,000 total was missing, and most of it was taken directly from collection plates. The woman who took care of the books was told that Father, or Monster Thompson, had threatened to fire her if she told the police what she knew. Then there's more. In Dublin, Ireland, here's the news report from the Associated Press. Victims of sexual abuse, it says here, have demanded the resignation of Ireland's highest-ranking Roman Catholic priest after a television documentary highlighted cases of pedophile priests who had been protected by the Dublin, Ireland Archdiocese. The program that was entitled on television, Cardinal Secrets, accused Cardinal Desmond Connell and lower-level Dublin bishops of ignoring complaints involving 8 priests. And now there are 470 lawsuits by abuse victims, the highest rate anywhere in the world. 8 priests, 470 victims. We come back to the United States in Providence, Rhode Island. The Providence Roman Catholic Diocese is now going to have to pay $13.5 million to close dozens of sex abuse claims against priests. It goes on and on. In fact, I have page after page after page all throughout America. Here's another one. From the Cleveland Plain Dealer newspaper, a Bishop Quinn, one of the top bishops in the state of Ohio, has come under attack from sex abuse victims of the Catholic priest because this Bishop Quinn opposes treatment for abusers. He gave a speech in Columbus, Ohio, and in his speech, Bishop Quinn suggested that church lawyers could avoid disclosing priest sex abuse by sending all information they have to the Vatican. He said and explained that Vatican officials have diplomatic immunity and cannot be forced to testify. In other words, what the Catholic Church knows, the lawyers can just send it to the Vatican, and there they can stonewall forever. This is the attitude. And then in Boston, Massachusetts comes this shocking headline. It seems that the federal court there has ordered former Cardinal Law and the Catholic Archdiocese there to hand over thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of files of pedophile priests. They've been keeping records on. Of course, they haven't been telling the public, and they've been keeping these priests right there abusing kids. It seems that one of the documents is from the Pope himself, Pope John Paul II, in which he orders all cardinals worldwide not to report sexual abuse to the local police authorities. Ordered them. My friends, I think John Paul II deserves a long stretch in federal prison. I want to know if we can take Mr. Milosevic, former so-called president of Yugoslavia, Bosnia, if we can take and put him on a trial for international crimes. You see, the United Nations did indeed pass a treaty ensuring that children would be accorded certain rights and dignities. Now, the reason for that treaty, I know, was to try to stop true Christian parents from even spanking their kids. But listen, the treaty also protects kids in other ways from sexual abuse. I think the Pope and all these cardinals need to be arrested by international authorities. I think we need to send United States Special Forces troops to the Vatican, arrest the Pope, arrest all of these cardinals throughout the world, and we need to put them on a trial just as we had the Nuremberg trials. And we need to get the Masonic Lodge officials at the same time and send these people to prison and give some of them the death sentence. Is this cruel? Is it mean? Either that, or we can tie a rock around their neck and throw them in the depths of the sea, which is what Jesus our Lord recommended. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Bible Home Church. I hope you'll be back with us during this time. Maybe we'll have a more pleasant topic next time, but this was a necessary one. Let us love our kids, pray for our kids, protect our kids, and thank our Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of His children. This is Tex Mars. God bless you, my friends.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.